taking out a loan to pay for medicine or an expensive medical procedure. It may sound absurd, it may sound appalling. But a doctor from Dana-Farber and an economist from MIT say financing life-saving treatments makes more sense than going without them. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more.
About 3 years ago, right around his 50th birthday, Robert Deckman qualified for MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program, and this carpenter from Gloucester did something he hadn't done in years.
I just never went to a doctor. I just never went. So I'm like, well, you know what? Let's get the 50-year tune-up. And I went and did the whole nine yards, just everything. And the blood work was the last thing I did.
It showed Deckman had hepatitis C, a virus that damages the liver. His doctor delivered good news. A drug coming on the market would almost certainly cure the disease. And bad news. One bottle of the pills would cost $37,000. Deckman would probably need two.
I'm like, well, I can't pay that, so I guess I'll just die. Because I didn't know anything about insurance, how it worked. Because, well, insurance should cover it. That's why they're going to put you through hoops to get it.
But Deckman was denied the very expensive life-saving drug twice. His skin turned yellow, his ponytail thinned. He developed a skin infection and problems with his teeth. Deckman's family grew desperate. His sister, Vicki Deckman, began strategizing.
Plan A was to put a fundraiser together for my brother, and then I was looking at a loan. Would have been about $50,000, I guess.
Taking out a loan or pulling out a credit card to pay a health care bill is not new. But now, with Hep C pills that are $1,000 apiece, cancer drugs priced at $100,000 a year, and gene therapy at almost $1 million per treatment, we're way beyond credit cards or a line of credit at your local bank. MIT professor Andrew Lowe and David Weinstock, a physician and researcher at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, say it's time to create a long-term healthcare loan.
The basic idea is not unlike a mortgage or an auto loan or a student loan.
This is Professor Lowe.
Basically borrow from a loan company to be able to pay for these extremely expensive therapies and amortize those payments over a period of time, say 5 to 10 years.
The loans would only be available for drugs or treatment that would cure a disease or improve a patient's health over the length of the loan. If a drug works, says Weinstock, payment is due. If it doesn't, payments stop.
That creates more risk in the investment itself, but it also incentivizes drug companies to develop drugs that really do work.
Patient loans are the first phase of the Lowe-Weinstock plan. Their longer-term solution for super high-cost medicine is a loan insurers would take out for individual patients. The loans would move with the patient if he or she changes health plans, kind of like a pre-existing condition. Weinstock and Lowe say insurers may be more willing to borrow than pay up front for very expensive treatments.
For two reasons. One is that they spread the payment out, and the second is that they stop paying if the drug stops working.
This is all hypothetical. Lowe and Weinstock are organizing a summit next fall with investors, insurers, pharmaceutical reps, and others to plan their next steps. Some mortgage experts urge the men to focus on loans to insurers and forget the idea of patient loans. Patricia McCoy is a law school professor at Boston College who helped set up the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Loans have been the single biggest driver of consumer bankruptcies to date.
McCoy worries that, as in the housing mortgage crisis, patients would sign for loans they could not pay back.
So we're setting them up not only for possible medical failure, but financial failure. That's something that I would hate to put desperate patients at danger of.
MIT Professor Lowe says the loans would have to be used and managed carefully. And he's disturbed by the idea of patients going into debt to buy treatment that might save their lives. But Lowe says they shouldn't be dying because they can't afford a drug either.
So rather than just watching it happen, we feel that a better way is to provide these healthcare loans. And over time, I'm hoping that policymakers will see the urgency of dealing with these issues and provide the right kind of legislation so that insurance companies can actually cover this and still stay afloat.
I want to start surfing again. I mean, a lot.
Robert Deckman is feeling great for the first time in many years. On the third appeal, his insurance plan agreed to pay for two rounds or two bottles of Harvoni. He finished the treatment. On Monday, Deckman's doctor told him he's almost certainly cured. He will not need a third bottle of Harvoni, which would have brought the cost of his treatment to more than $100,000. Deckman is grateful and frustrated.
How do you justify $100,000 plus tax for 90 pills to save someone's life? I mean, come on.
Gilead, the company that makes Harvoni and another Hep C drug, has said that its medications are a good value because they save the cost of treating liver disease or liver transplant surgery. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is in discussions with Gilead about whether the company's pricing strategy is unfair and deceptive in violation of state law. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.